You're listening to SBS News.
Under the policies of this government, Mr. Speaker, as Australia has faced its greatest economic challenge since the Great Depression, Mr. Speaker, 700,000 Australians... 700,000 Australians...
Member for Shortland
...avoided
is warned.
Losing their jobs because of the quick and the timely and the well-targeted support that was brought together
Decisive.
By this government, Mr. Speaker.
Decisive.
That changed the landscape, economic and otherwise, Mr. Speaker, for Australians during this crisis, Mr. Speaker.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, in Parliament, paying tribute to the tenacity of Australians who this year face the greatest economic challenge since the Great Depression. Along with looking back at the challenges of 2020, the final day of sitting was dominated by a controversial industrial relations bill. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese attempted to move a motion in Parliament calling on the government to withdraw the bill a day after it was introduced.
The Leader of the Opposition.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. My question's to the Prime Minister, and I ask, will the Prime Minister back down on the cut to take-home pay that he claims he hasn't made?
Labor is applying parliamentary pressure on the federal government to abandon changes to enterprise bargaining that could leave some workers worse off. The Industrial Relations Bill gives the Fair Work Commission expanded reasons to approve enterprise agreements that fail the better off overall test. Labor Senator Tony Sheldon says the government's timing sends the wrong message ahead of Christmas.
Now, we've really got a situation here where the government has decided that everyone should have a pay cut for Christmas. Now, what sort of country is these people living in to think that is a message that you want to see Australians taking away for the festive season?
The Commission will take into consideration coronavirus impacts as well as agreements between employers and employees. Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter said the history of bills covering a range of different areas showed changes were often made and the government was open to negotiation.
It's a process, as I indicated previously, of continuing the dialogue, the discussion, the consultation around the draft through the committee. But the five problems that we're seeking to fix, they can't be left unsolved. If we don't fix these problems in a practical way, we allow barriers to job growth to persist in an economy that desperately needs them removed. Okay.
Elsewhere in federal politics, Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he hopes an inquiry into terrorist threats will lead to a reset of national security laws. Mr. Dutton told Sky News he wants the inquiry to shine a light on the activities of right-wing extremists and how to counter them. He ordered an inquiry into extremist movements and radicalism in Australia after Labor demanded a review of terror laws linked to far-right threats.
So I hope that there's more information that's able to be provided through that committee report. But also, I think it's important for us all the time to say if there's a better way that we can do things, then we're very open to it.
The committee has been told to report back by the end of April. Meanwhile, the Chinese embassy has rejected claims its government is blocking Australian imports as trade disagreement between the two countries continues. Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says Australian exporters need to weigh up the risks and rewards when approaching China after it extended sanctions on timber and added new ones to lamb. He says while China has displayed unacceptable behaviour that undermines its free trade deal with Australia, he believes dialogue between the two nations is the way forward.
We've been clear all year of our willingness to have those discussions. They won't see us compromise in relation to the types of principles we adopt around Australian values or the protection of our national interests, just as we don't ask China to compromise in relation to their national interest issues. But clearly, the most sensible thing that can happen is for parties to talk.
The federal government also today quietly shelved plans to establish a national commission into veteran and defence suicides. Legislation underpinning the national watchdog has been withdrawn after failing to secure support from Labor and the Senate crossbench. Opponents argue it falls far short of what's needed to address the unacceptably high rates of suicide among serving and former Australian Defence Force members. Labor frontbencher Shane Shane Newman says nothing less than a royal commission into the issue will do.
This is a national shame and a tragedy for the individuals. Families are grieving and hurting. Call a royal commission, Prime Minister, into veteran and defence suicide. Make sure the terms of reference are broad. Independence and fully empowered, a royal commission can look at this in a systemic way.
And Scott Morrison also today dismissed the importance of a global climate summit, seemingly confirming he has no plans for bolder ambitions and was therefore left off the speaker list. The UK and the United Nations are partnering this weekend to host an online climate summit in lieu of the delayed in-person event, which is now set for Glasgow next year. Today, he dismissed the summit's importance, telling Parliament that Australia's climate and energy policy will be set here in Australia in Australia's national interests. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.